So you can hear someone trying to close the door. Get rid of the Rambam. Yes, Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Psulei Mikdashim Halacha Chaf Dalid. Yeah, I just off one on my markings here. Okay, now we're at the Kabbalas Hadam, the way the blood has to be received properly. So the way it's supposed to be received, you use your right hand to take the bowl and to hold it with your right hand, and then you're going to move it to the Mizbeach with your right hand. So what if Kibel Bimino, he received the blood properly in the bowl that he's holding in his right hand, but then before he starts going to the Mizbeach, Vinasam Li Smola, now he puts in his left hand. Not a good thing to do. But still, before he moves any forward, Yachser, so what should he do? Yachser Lino, put it back in his right hand, and then he can bring it to the Mizbech, and then do the Zrika, and then we're okay. In other words, just putting in the left hand, but you're not doing anything with the left hand, is okay. Next point. Kibel Bikli Chol, what if he receives the blood without a ministering sacred vessel, just a random vessel? Demniv Salazor, the entire Korban is rendered disqualified, and you're out of the game. Now, what if you do the following? Kibel Bikli Kodesh, you receive the blood in a holy ministering vessel, and then you just, from there, Vinasan Likli Chol, then you poured it from the ministering vessel into a mundane vessel, but you did not yet move forward again with it, then Yachzer Likli Kodesh, then put it back in a holy vessel, and then you're okay. But if you don't, and you continue to walk with the not holy vessel, it would render the Karbon Pasul as well. Hey, how about Nishpach Mina Kli Ala Rizpa Vasofu? Let's say they slaughtered the animal, you had a ministering vessel there, the blood went all to the ministering vessel, everything's fine, and then you spilt the ministering vessel over and the blood went on the floor. But Vasofu, but you gathered it up, I don't know how, but you
gathered up
the blood. I don't know, but he did, with a spoon, I don't know. He gathered it with something. Kosher, it's okay. Why? Because the Kabbalah Saddam, the receiving of the blood, already happened. When the blood went right into the utensil, we already have Kabbalah Saddam. That's good. The fact that it spilled out, that's not a problem, as long as you put it back in.
Well, obviously, you're not going to get it all, right?
You don't have to get it all. You only need enough to do the Zrika Saddam. What if when you shech the animal, for whatever reason, you dropped the bowl, and all the blood right after the shechita goes right on the ground and did not first go into the bowl, and then you gathered up the blood, and you put in a ministering vessel, then nivsal hazovach, this animal offering is no good. Because the Torah says that you have to receive the blood from the animal. Okay, it says you take it from the blood of the animal. So the blood has to come from the animal to be received and not from the ground. So you want to remember this. It should be min hapar velo min haflar, floor. Min hapor velo min haflor. Okay, to be from the bull and not from the floor. So therefore, because it's got to go straight from the cow into the vessel. But if it's spilled from the vessel, then we're okay. Okay, let's continue now. How about Chavav? Let's say Nishbach Mitzas Hadam Mitzaver Behem Alaretz. Let's say some of the blood coming out of the neck is going onto the ground, but not Velo Asafo, and he didn't gather it up. But still, he was able Vikibo Mitzaso Mitzaver Behem. But he was able to receive a little bit of the blood from the neck directly into the bowl. Hareza kosher, it's okay. Now, of course, lechatchili, you'd like all the blood coming out of the neck, but b'dieved, if you have some, enough to do some sprinkling, it will be okay. Ubelvad, but it's got to be a particular type of blood. Sheazah hadam, sheniskabel, dam hanefesh. The blood that does go into the bowl has to be the blood of the soul. That means the blood that comes out of the neck of the Beis HaShechita, that's got the full redness, and lo dam tamtzis, And that blood is called dam tamtzis. It means stuff that's coming out from other limbs of the animal. Velo dam ha'or, and not blood from the hide of the animal. So it's got to come directly from the area where you shechted the animal, not any other blood that's from there. And as long as you have enough blood that you could do a zrika, you will be fine. So you don't have to have like all the blood to go right into the bowl. Either way, you're not going to sprinkle all that blood that's in the bowl. But you'd like ideally to get there. But if not, as long as you have enough to do a sprinkling, that will be fine. Okay, now we're moving on to another area within these halachas. And if you recall, there's about 18 or so, maybe 19, different psulim of people to not, they're not allowed to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a whole bunch of psulim, like a mum and other ones, etc., etc. And then you have another one of the tummy. So we'll see.
No, just getting back to that thing with the blood. How far is he walking with that bowl?
He's walking the bowl from, remember, he's yeah. If it's a katshe katshim, yeah. He's slaughtering it north of the Mizbeach. So now he has to walk it all the way to the southern side of the Mizbeach, or depending on where he's going to do the sprinkling. But he's walking quite a distance, depending on exactly where is the sprinkling of the blood going to be. He's going to start, could start on the northeast corner. So it could be not that far of a distance, but he's got to go around to the south, depending on what kind of korban. Is it two sprinklings that are four or four separate sprinklings? But from that, it's not too far. Not too far that he's going. Okay, now, Chavzai, Kol Asvachim, all the korbanas, Shekibel Damim, that you receive the blood, who received it? Echad min apsulim lavoda. Remember, from the Kabbalah Sadam onward, you have to have a Kohen who's a fit Kohen to serve. So what if any of the people that are invalid to serve would be receiving the blood? Now, very important, and you received all the blood. Okay, there's no more dam hanefesh that maybe you could have somebody afterwards who's kosher to that voda. In other words, we're talking where you shechted it, and all the blood was received in the bowl. Now, there's nothing more you could do to fix this up, but the problem is it was an invalid person who took it. So since it was an invalid person who took it, that's situation one. Or somebody who was invalid now carried that blood. Let's say the blood was collected properly, but someone who's an invalid Kohen takes the blood now and moves it to the Mizbech. And that's the entire avoda of the Hoylocha. That's you can't undo this. Once you've collected the blood, you can't uncollect it. Right? Once you've moved the blood, you can't unmove the blood. So there's nothing to turn back over here. Or shezrako la mizbeach kehilchaso. Or let's say the blood was already sprinkled on the mizbeach by someone who's unfit to serve. So you can't sprinkle again. So in all those situations, nivsal hazavach, the offering now is invalid. And whenever we say invalid, it means that it's finished. It can't do anything for you. It can't bring kapara. You can't fix it up. There's nothing you can do to make it better.
It's not avera, though, is it?
Well, it is an avera. You shouldn't mess up the avoda. You take an animal and now it's useless, right? So it can't be burnt on the mizbeach. The obligation hasn't been taken for it. Certainly, it's a sinful activity to do that.
Who's judging that?
I don't care who's judging it. We're not worrying about who's judging it, right? Remember we said if a Kohen in a Tamei state wanted to offer a Korban, we already learned in the Rambam, the young Kohen take and beat him up and kill him. So, you just don't do these things, right? So now in all these cases, you've done one of these steps, either in receiving the blood or transferring the blood or sprinkling the blood. And you've done the whole thing and there's nothing to help you over here. Nifsal azavach, the animal now is invalid. However, what about kibel hakosher? What if a kosher person received the blood, v'nosan l'apostle, then he gave it to a person who's not a valid person to do the next step of the avoda, but that person didn't do anything yet, just like we had before. V'lo holach bo hapostle, and the apostle person didn't move forward at all, ela omad b'mkoma, but stood still. took a photo op. Yachser la kosher. Now give it back to the kosher koi. Now he'll do the bringing it to the mizbech. That's okay. He can still save it. But on the other hand, avoldam shaholicho hapasol avoda. Let's say, after the kosher koin received the blood, now he handed it to a apostle person, and he started to walk towards the mizbeach, even though vehechziru la kosher, and then gave it to a kosher koin to finish it off, and it went. So in other words, an invalid person started the movement to the mizbeach, or the opposite. O shalicha koin tchila, or the good koin started to do the moving to the mizbeach. Vehechziru unasana l'apostle. Now he gives it to apostle person volicha, and it took it for the rest. Let's say, ho volicha apostle. Once you have an invalid person is moving that bowl of blood, bein bechila, whether regardless if it's in the beginning of the halacha, bein basof, whether at the end of the halacha, nivsal hazavach, the korban is invalid. Why? Sharei eifshar l'takein davar zeh. You can't fix this up. Once the halacha happened, you can't fix it up. You can't say, okay, we'll go backwards now. Can't do that. Once you made a forward movement, you did a part of the avodah. You don't even have to do the entire forward movement. Any amount of forward movement by an invalid person makes the entire korban invalid.
Is that to say that if you were to walk backwards a couple steps, it wouldn't be invalid?
Well, that's not halacha. That's not halacha. You're not doing any. Halacha means you're taking it from point A, you're moving to point B. If you're going backwards, it doesn't appear to be any halacha. You're not doing anything. Okay, chavches. Now, how about kibel hapasol? Let's say person was invalid. Now the commentaries add, received the blood and he sprinkled the blood. Okay, now becomes the next issue. Imnishar dam hanefesh. If there's still a little bit of blood left in that animal, remember we said what he has done is no good. But if there's a little bit of blood left in the animal, we can still save the situation. Choser hakosher, the kosher fellow, the kohen can now go back umakabel and take a little bit of blood that's still left. Be a very unusual case that there's still blood dripping down from the neck over there. Umolich vizorek. And now he can go and bring it and sprinkle it. Why? Because now we have a very golden rule that applies under certain circumstances. Shein hapsulim lavoda. Because when a puzzle person is doing the avoda, osin hadama nishishrayim does not make the remaining blood considered as leftovers, which is not appropriate to be used. In other words, once you collect blood from the animal and you sprinkle it, and you did a zrika, so the blood that's left around the neck is called shirayim, and you can't use that for zrika. But that's when a proper kohen did it. When a proper kohen does it, and he does the avoda that's supposed to be done, he collected the bloods, he went, he sprinkled. Now, whatever's left is called leftovers, and you can't use leftovers for zrika. But that's all
dripping or leftovers from the bucket?
I think from the neck. From the neck. They don't make...
Probably when he spritzes it, he doesn't use up the whole...
Doesn't matter, but we're trying to get some stuff from the neck. Remember, we're trying to get from the neck. So there's a problem of shirayim. Okay, but that's only when a proper kohen does the proper avoda. But when a puzzle does the avoda, what's left in the neck of the animal is does not render it as shirayim. Chutz, with the exception... Here's an exception that if the wrong person does it, it does render the rest shirayim. Minatami. And we're going to find out that this one of the invalid people, so there's 18 of them, the tame one is different than the others for the following reason. Anybody else who does it, let's say a balmum or a czar or whatever, they can never do the avoda. They cannot do the avoda under any circumstances. So they're totally foreign, as it were. But now we talk about a tamei person could theoretically do avoda, even in a tamei state. When? If everybody would be tamei. So he's not categorically out, right? There's situations where it is not likely, but it could be possible for a tamei kohen to do avoda, while the other unfit can never do the avoda. So when they do anything like this, They don't make the remainder become a remainder because it's like an unfit person to the avoda. It's like no avoda was done at all. So it's like, okay, he sprinkled the blood. Well, nothing really came out of this. Now, usually, there's no blood left. If there's no blood left to get out of the animal, there's nothing we can do to fix it up. Because if I can't do Zrika Saddam, I'm out of the game. No worse than if you'd spill all the blood out by mistake. But if you have a little bit of blood left, remember when we said before in Halach of Zion, when he sprinkled all the blood, that was when there was no blood left. Then the foreigner makes it not a good korban. You can't fix it up because there's no blood left. But if the foreigner's doing it, if there's a little bit of blood left, we can save it. But now when it's a tummy kohen who's doing it, it's theoretically possible he could bring a korban if everything was tummy, Kamosha, as we explained. Under those circumstances, we say, oseh shirayim. He does render the blood that's left in the neck to Shirayim, because we look at it as a hypothetically possible avoda, and therefore what he leaves back is Shirayim, and that we can't fix it up.
How many drops or how much blood do you have?
You need enough to be able to sprinkle. So as much as you're able, Rambam went through that. I don't remember exactly the amount, but it has to be enough where the thing can get into the water. I don't remember the exact amount, but it has to be a significant enough amount that it's going to be sprinkling. So you'll dip in and you shoot it. So if it's just a one drop, you can't do that. Now, Kaysen, what's the example? Kibel ha-tomei, let's say the tomei receives the blood. Afal pi shekibel akrav ha-kosher dama nafsh zroko. Let's say the tomei guy, he received the blood and he sprinkled it, okay? Even though another coin was able to get some more blood out of the neck of the animal, and wants to do the avoda, niv salazavach, the parbit is already possible. Shezeh shekibel ha-kosher b'achrona, because that which the kosher one gets at the end, because the tomei kohen was involved, shirayim hu, this is called a leftover, veino klum, and it's not usable. Okay, next, chavtes. Now, how about, now we know this idea of a mum on an animal, and you cannot bring an animal that's a baal mum. The question now is, let's say I had an animal that had no mum, you shecht it, and the shechita was perfect. And then, for whatever reason, let's say the animal in its gyrations moved around, maybe smashed into the thing, and now created a mum post-mortem. Post-shechita. It had no mum before, and you shechted it beautifully. Everything's fine. And now it develops a mum post-shechita. Will that mum wreck up the korban like a normal mum does from beforehand? So the Rambam says, "Behema shechaser me'avareha kol shu." If an animal is missing from its limbs anything that would render it a mum, and here's the point: achar shechita, after you shechted the animal, but kodem kabbalas adam, before you receive the blood, not a lot of time there because the kabbalas adam should be immediately after shechita. No, kodem kabbalah sadam. Look at the Hebrew. Before the receiving of the blood.
After the shechita, but before the blood.
Before even receiving it. Nivsala, it's possible. Still possible. Afilu tsaram be'ozna, kodem kabbalah. Even if just his ear got pierced, which is a very minor type of a mum, before he received the blood, hareza lo yikabel. You can't receive the blood anymore. Why? Shenemer, because it says, Vilokach midam hapor. You take from the blood of the bull. Why do you have to add the word bull? We already know what you shechted. But the answer is, yeshalem kula mishasagabola. You take the blood from a complete bull. And not if it's missing anything. Okay.
What's it missing?
Whatever the blemish was, it had its ear pierced, it's missing some skin.
It flailed around afterwards.
In other words, you shechted it and it caused a mum to itself. Or let's say the coin was an idiot. He made a mum. Well, let's say after he shechted, he wasn't careful what he did with the knife afterwards. And he shechted it, and then he nicked the eye of the animal. As he was, you know, he wasn't careful to put the knife away right away. And it was his first shechita, you know.
Well, maybe the animal was dead already.
Animal is dead. This is the chiddush of the Rambam. Even if the animal is dead, he can develop a mum after he's dead. And therefore, if we cannot, the Kabbalah will be rendered unfit because you're not getting it from a full animal. However, v'im kib, and that's the point. V'im kib al mina chaseira, if you're going to receive blood from anything that's any less than a full bowl, v'zarek, and then you want to sprinkle, forget it. Hareis apostles apostle, so you don't even waste your time sprinkling anymore, because once the animal developed the mum, there's nothing to take from the blood into the bowl. However, that's only at that stage. Halacha lamed. But aval im chosra achar kabola kodem zrika. What if you did receive all the blood in the bowl, then came the blemish before the sprinkling of the blood? Now we don't have the problem of you get the blood from the whole bowl. You got the blood from the whole bowl. Now it's a question of, can I now sprinkle the blood now that the animal has a mum? So look what the Rambam says. Afilus, first he says, chosra, if something's missing from it, that's a blemish. But he goes further. Afilu ovad habosor kodem zrikas hadam o nisraf. Even if you lose the whole animal, I don't know how, but you lose it all, theoretically. Or let's say for whatever reason, it got burnt. Somebody put it, thought, made a mistake, maybe thought it was a tummy thing, so I'm going to just burn it, whatever. Whatever it is, if, now, of course, you can't have the thing totally lost, because remember, here's an important rule. For a person to do a zrika, zrika must be an enabler for something to happen after zrika. We don't sprinkle the blood if I can't do something because of the zrika. Generally speaking, once the zrika sadam happens, either A, if there's a part of the animal that I can eat, the zrika now permits the eating of the animal. Or, and, if there's a part of the animal, there always is a part of the animal that has to be burnt, it cannot be burnt until Zrika is done. So we only do Zrika when we know it can be followed by an eating of the korban and or the burning of the korban. So now, let's look over here. The fact that the animal got a blemish after receiving a blood, that's not a problem. I can go right ahead with Zrika. We're only particular until after the receiving of the blood. Once the blood's been received, we're home free, generally speaking. And a mum's not a problem. There is one problem. What if you lost the whole animal? Well, then, why would I sprinkle the blood? What will the sprinkling enable me to do? Eating the animal, I can't eat it, because we ain't got the animal here anymore. Burning the body parts of the animal, I can't do it, because I don't got the animal here anymore. At that point, you can't do the Zrika. Zrika's very important, because that's where the kabara comes from. In other words, we're trying to look at what stage could you lose the entire animal and you still got your kapara. Obviously, after you did Zrika, you already got kapara. But we will not allow Zrika to happen to enable that kapara unless we are able to do a step afterwards in terms of either burning the animal or eating the animal. So therefore, if you lost the animal, or let's say got burned, but so how much would you have to have a minimum of the animal body to remain that I could still burn or eat and enable to do the zrika? That's the question now. So, im nishtayer ksayis min habosar, if you have a full ksayis of meat that can be eaten, or ksayis min amurim, or one ksayis from the fats that will be enough to be burnt, because you have to have a kezias. If it's not a kezias, it's not considered a shear of eating or a shear of burning. So you've got either or, one kezias. You don't have to do both. As long as the zrika enables something to happen. Even though normally, let's say it's be a chatos, so you need both, right? You don't have to have both. As long as the zrika can affect one thing, fine, zorek es adam. I can still sprinkle the dam. And once I sprinkle the dam, as it were, I'm home free in terms of at least the korban being a viable korban. But v'imlav, but I don't have a kezias of one or the other, then ain't a zurek, I can't sprinkle the blood. Now the commentary said, what if I have a half a kezias of meat that can be eaten and a half a kezias of fats that can be burnt? Would that be good enough? The answer is
no,
because I don't have one enough for either burning or eating, so it won't help. But there's one exception. And what's that? A korban ola. Because a korban ola is nothing is for eating. So it doesn't matter where the half a kezias is. If it comes out to full kezias, since the whole thing gets burnt, it doesn't matter. So ba'ola afilu b'chatzi kachatzi zayis min abasa, even if you have a half a kezias of meat, b'chatzi zayis min amurim, a half a kezias of the fats, that's okay. Why? Because the entire thing is burnt anyway. So I have a full kazayas of what I intend on burning. Okay, Lamed Aleph. Let's just do one more now. Let's finish up this little topic here. But what if Nishar Pachas Miksayas? What if I have less than a kazayas of what I need? In other words, either a kazayas of meat to be eaten or a kazayas of the fats to be burnt, or by an ola, a half and a half that equals all. If I don't have any of that, lo yizra, don't sprinkle. There's no point in sprinkling it. There's nothing going to be affected to be done afterwards. And what if he did it anyway? Lo hurtza, it will not be accepted. Meaning to say the korban is still invalid. Nothing can, now let's say you've got a half a kazayas of meat left. Can't do anything. You're not going to burn it. You can't eat it. That's one shot in the korban is not valid. Number two, the obligation of the korban. Let's say it was a korban chatas. You're going to have to bring another korban chatas. Let's say you vowed to give a korban shlomim. You haven't fulfilled your vow. You'd have to bring another korban. Now, however, what if nifsal habosor kodem srika? What if all of the flesh became unfit, all of it before the Zrika, let's say it became Tame, okay? Or let's, all of it, now we're talking about all of it, Oshiyotza Chusazar, or all of it went out of the Azara, and you're not supposed to go out of the Azara either, okay? So now, this is not a case where it got lost now. It's all there. But the problem is, it had a psul. It became the entire animal. After you received the blood, it all became Tame. Okay, or it was all taken out of the Azara. Well, then really, lo yisrag hadam. You should not sprinkle the blood. Because really, there's nothing there that we can really bring on the altar or for us to eat. However, here's an interesting exception. But v'im zarak hurtza. If you do sprinkle it, you have fulfilled your obligation. I'm not exactly sure why it is so, because since I guess if the whole animal is there, I don't know, my commentary didn't just said we just paskin like somebody. Do you have any commentary on that?
I don't have the right page.
Okay, anyway, for some reason it is acceptable. Okay, we'll stop it over here. Shkoyach, guys. Shkoyach, Howard, for coming.